This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Earlier today, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Unit was sent to Hilfiker Road in Eureka on a report that a pipe bomb was in the area. Two technicians responded to the scene and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department secured the surrounding area. The device was located and it was rendered safe after it was destroyed on scene. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for a male suspect connected to a vehicle burglary at the Trinity River near the Devil's Elbow. The victim reported that the suspect was still in the area after smashing the victim's vehicle window and stealing property, and deputies were able to locate the suspect, leading to a foot pursuit. After going down a steep embankment with heavy brush, deputies lost sight of the suspect and he could not be located in the immediate area. Some of the stolen property was recovered, however, the suspect remains at large. Humboldt deputies responded to the Alder Point area on Wednesday night after a report came in that a woman suffered a gunshot wound. The victim initially could not be located in the area by deputies, but she was later contacted at Gerald Phelps Hospital in Garberville being treated for a wound to her arm that was caused by what deputies reported as some type of projectile. The incident reportedly occurred in the Wool Mountain area of Trinity County, and deputies turned over the investigation to the Trinity County Sheriff's Office. Today, two suspects were arrested in Fortuna after they were seen burglarizing a residence on Johnson Road in Hydesville on Wednesday afternoon. Witnesses saw a vehicle parked across the street from the victim's house earlier in the day, and the vehicle later returned and parked near the fire department. Two masked men exited the vehicle and were seen fleeing the area of the victim's home with a duffel bag, and the vehicle left the area headed towards Fortuna. The victim later reported that two compound bows and jewelry were taken during the burglary. Thanks to an anonymous tip today, the vehicle was located in Fortuna along with the two suspects, and the Fortuna Police Department recovered one of the bows and additional property belonging to the victim. Dan Squire has news out of Crescent City.
A Coast Guard helicopter crew took photos of the distressed animal over the weekend, and members of NOAA's Large Whale Entanglement Response Team came to Crescent City to release a whale that had become entangled in a fishing line. The team used drones and other technology to study the humpback's behavior before they made an approach, and they then used specially designed tools to cut the netting from the animal. The operation was successful, and the whale was freed from its bonds on Wednesday afternoon. The whale entanglement team responds to dozens of reports of distressed animals each year.
Thank you, Dan. Wednesday afternoon, a wildfire ignited north of the Soames Bar area off of Highway 96. Known as the Marble Fire, the blaze is reported as 100 acres in size, and it's burning in steep terrain. Over 120 personnel are out in the area, and to this point, private structures are being threatened. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 22-year-old Weston Riley, the Covelo resident who was wanted for firing shots at two men in Covelo on July 11th, was located and booked into county jail. Riley arrived at his mother's residence on the morning of July 11th, demanding a vehicle from a woman who was house-sitting at the time. After being denied, Riley returned to the residence later in the afternoon, demanding the vehicle again. Two men were called over to assist the housekeeper, and Riley fired shots towards them with his handgun, and then later fired two rounds from a rifle at the men again. No one was injured. Riley was located in Willits earlier this week, according to the Ukiah Daily Journal, and he was subsequently booked into jail. North Coast Senator Mike McGuire has been an avid supporter of net neutrality legislation in California, and on Tuesday, a bill that would address the issue passed out of two key Senate committees. McGuire said in a statement following the passage that the measure still needs work, but that it's needed to protect the online privacy of Californians. Senate Bill 375, the California Broadband Internet Privacy Act, will prevent ISPs from using personal information from subscribers without approval, including geolocations, financial, and health records, as well as personal information and browsing histories. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.